Morning News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for rain and snow with a high of 35. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The Wayne County Board met last night. County Highway Engineer Dennis Seidel reported the road project at Enterprise and the Route 161 extension is scheduled for the next letting, which should be in June. He estimated the project will begin on or around August 1st. County Clerk Lizanne Woodrow said 172 years of county records have been digitized. She said it was a major project, and she was proud it had been completed. Sheriff Chris Odie said his department intends to purchase a van to transport inmates for medical visits and prison intake. It will be paid for by the Inmate Benefit Fund, which accumulates money from inmates for phone privileges and other pay services. Coroner Carrie Dagg said she had received a $4,000 grant to purchase a heavy-duty cot, and she said work on the coroner's office building was progressing. In action items, Larry McCormick was appointed to a 3-year term as trustee for the Orchardville Fire Protection District. The board also reviewed requests for American Rescue Plan dollars. Board Chair Amy Pollard said the money must be spent for governmental purposes, per current guidance, and it can't be held in any type of reserve. The county has received about half of its $3 million payment, with several expenditures approved, including more than $200,000 for the sheriff's office for 3 vehicles, new laptops, and new security cameras, $66,500 for elevator work at the courthouse, $29,000 for new computer software and a copier for the state's attorney's office, $12,500 for new radios and a postage machine for the highway department, $11,500 for an assessor computer, and $147 for a camera for Zoom meetings for the treasurer's office. More news next.
And now, Bad Meat Jokes, Volume 3.
So, did you hear about the accident this morning with the meat delivery truck?
No.
He got T-boned. What should a steak do if it has bad vision?
What?
He should get his rib eyes checked.
Ooh, those jokes are bad. But our meats are really, really good.
John's Butcher Block is always stocked with prime grade A meats, from steaks to burgers and everything in between.
I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and he can't take it with him. Well, I went to work and found Ray, who's 40 and takes medication to control his high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. That's way more coverage for a lot less than what he was paying. If SelectQuote didn't shop for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote and to find out how much you can save, call 1-800-597-2010. That's 1-800-597-2010. 1-800-597-2010. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In other news, the Fairfield Park Board met last night and approved the purchase of new playground equipment at Lakeside Park. The new feature came at a cost of $24,000 and should arrive in about 8 weeks. In the interim, the park received a replacement panel for the spiral slide on the current structure to block it off to the public. In other action, the board approved a purchase up to $11,500 for material for the outfield warning track at Veterans Field. The materials would keep the track loose and be safer for players, similar to the sidelines and backstop. The same material would cost an estimated $11,625, though the district is investigating a way to cut down on freight costs. If it can't get under the threshold, it will go with a different material at a cost of $9,075. Jeremy Carter volunteered time and equipment to help get a new bullpen project underway as well, per the park. The board approved a $28,321 insurance premium for $5 million coverage as well. In other business, Superintendent Chris Jenkins said the Northeast tennis courts had sustained storm damage. The district has a $2,500 deductible, and tree removal was estimated at $2,100. New fencing will cost an estimated $3,000, but depending on the size of the gaps in it, it could take up to 7 months to replace. Additionally, the door that had been present at that location will not be replaced to save money. In the meantime, while not suitable for tournaments, the court is usable. Board President Jay Faye also said the district will look at buying 3 gas-powered golf carts soon to bring the fleet to 18 carts. Frontier Community College's Student Senate will hold an NCAA March Madness Bracket Challenge. Brackets are $5 each, and proceeds will go to Student Senate activities and the annual Student Senate Scholarship. The individual with the most points at the end of the tournament will win a $50 gift certificate for the Bobcat Den Bookstore or Frontier Perks. Points are earned in each round of the tournament for each correctly chosen team, minus preliminary games Tuesday and Wednesday. Brackets are due by 11 a.m. on Thursday, and they may be obtained from any Student Senate member or from Advisor Sarah Rush at rushs@iecc.edu or 516-1200. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Nathan Douglas says ISP will conduct occupant restraint enforcement patrols in White County during March. The patrols allow ISP to focus on safety belt and child safety seat laws, and police say Illinois law requires all vehicle passengers, front and back, to buckle up. State police say safety belts are one of the most effective safety devices in vehicles and are estimated to save about 14,000 lives each year. Half of vehicle occupants killed in crashes were not properly buckled. The IDPH reported one new case of COVID-19 in Wayne, Edwards, Wabash, and Lawrence counties yesterday. Marion County added 7, and Jefferson County added 4. Hamilton, White, Clay, and Richland counties had no new cases on the state website. As a state, Illinois announced 13,098 new cases and 42 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 3,043,893 cases and 33,052 deaths. The Fairfield and Sisney FFA chapters had a successful night at District 5 Proficiency Record Books Awards Wednesday at Mount Vernon. For Fairfield, Logan Kreider took first in beef placement, and Sarah McGeehee earned first in specialty animal production. Sisney first place finishers included Riley Beckel in ag processing, Avery Smith in ag sales entrepreneurship, Kevin Hyder in agriscience research plant systems, and Emma Hedrick in veterinary science placement. They will advance to state finals on the 26th. Fairfield second-place finishers included Camden Robbins in beef entrepreneurship, Jackson Combs in wildlife management, Connor Dagg in ag services, and Lily Simpson in fruit production. Other participants were Chase Hallam, Hayden Hodges, Hunter Biggs, Aiden Eckleberry, and Chris Henry. Sisney second-place finishers were Noah Atwood for star interviews in ag placement, Miles Levi in ag mechanics, repair and maintenance entrepreneurship, and Sierra Reed in vegetable production. Savannah Stark also participated in specialty crop production. 14 Sisney members also exhibited projects at the District 5 AgriScience Fair. Caden Smith was division winner in plant systems and had the second place overall project. Hadley Walker was the power, structural, and technical systems winner. The Illinois Senate passed a bill last month to support the families of slain DCFS workers. Kim Howard has more.
Senator Doris Turner of Springfield is sponsoring the measure, which treats the death of a State Department of Children and Family Services caseworker similar to the death of a law enforcement officer. Under current law, when a police officer is killed, their spouse and minor children are eligible to receive health insurance benefits.
And this bill will extend the Public Safety and Police Benefits Act to include DCFS workers providing benefits to the survivors of social workers killed in the line of duty.
The measure was inspired by last month's stabbing death of a Central Illinois DCFS employee and another incident in 2017. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Betty Dirksen-Londrigan, the new state director for USDA Rural Development, is offering a reminder about $215 million in grants and other support being made available to expand meat and poultry processing options.
And it's to strengthen the American food supply chain. And this is funding that is available to independent processors to try and make sure that they have the opportunity to expand, to, you know, add their, you know, to add in their services, to hire more people, to train people, to make sure that they can compete with these large processors that are already, you know, they're kind of dominating the industry. We want to make sure that the independent processors are taking advantage of this. And again, they can find that either on our website, or they can go to usda.gov/meat.
She began her new job in January. Today's crude oil price is $99. That's down $2.75 from yesterday. The April crude oil price is $108.29. Due to Illini basketball, the Baptist Hour will run after the 7:15 news on AM 1390. Morning Coffee will feature Mark Turner, Drew Pounton, and Galen Dunn. Morning Coffee is between 8 and 9 a.m. on 104.9 weekdays. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare offers primary care services to Fairfield, Cisney, Carmi, and Grayville. With 4 convenient locations, Horizon Healthcare ensures that patients will have access to quality healthcare delivered by compassionate providers at a thriving hospital they already know and trust. At Horizon, the physicians are board certified in family medicine and can provide care for infants through geriatrics. Services that will be provided at your local Horizon Healthcare include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, along with women's health exams, DOT testing, school and sports physicals, and more. Walk-ins are welcome at all locations, or you can make an appointment with one of their caring providers at one of their 4 convenient locations. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 57-year-old Carmi resident Tony Marshall Fincham died on Wednesday. Tony Fincham is survived by daughter Shaylee, brother Brian, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Services will be Saturday at 2 at Campbell Funeral Home. Visitation will be today from 4 to 7, and burial will be at Kingdom Cemetery. 56-year-old Enfield resident James D. Dinwiddie died on Tuesday. Jim Dinwiddie is survived by his wife Starla, children Angelica, Nick, and John, father Henry, sister Kathy, and one aunt and uncle. Services will be Saturday at 2 at Stendebach Funeral Home. Visitation will be from noon to service time. 93-year-old Flora resident Robert Elver Williams died on Monday. Services will be Saturday at 1 at Frankenbright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and interment with military honors will be at Elmwood Cemetery. 67-year-old Belle Rive resident Barbara Ellen Williamson died on Saturday. Services will be Saturday at 5 at Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Visitation will be from 3 to service time. 61-year-old Carmi resident Charles L. Wooten Jr. died on Tuesday. Services will be private. Campbell Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 74-year-old Omaha resident Olin Owen Smith died on February 24th. Services will be Saturday at 11 at Stendebach Funeral Home in Carmi. Visitation will be from 10 to service time. 66-year-old Fairfield resident Rhonda M. Owen died on February 27th. Services will be Saturday at noon at the First Christian Church. Visitation will be from 10 to service time. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW weather forecast calls for rain and snow with a high of 35. We'll have a full forecast along with current temperatures after sports. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if your surgeon could move his hands with the precision of a robot? What if his eyes could see with the power of a three-dimensional microscope? What if you could have surgery with less pain and a shorter recovery? With Asbury & Associates, you can. By using the Da Vinci robot, Dr. David Asbury has helped redefine the science of surgery.
Dr. Asbury, the most experienced gynecologic robotic surgeon in Southern Illinois, 618-244-4800.
Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics are here for you now, during COVID-19, like we've always been, at our clinics in McLeansboro and Carmi. And now, through our virtual care clinic, have a live video chat with your local provider. Ask questions, get a diagnosis, and even get medication prescribed while using your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Also available for behavioral health needs and physical and occupational therapies. Visit hmhospital.org or simply call either of the Hamilton Memorial Clinic locations.
It's time for a Friday check of sports. Junior high volleyball at the Jasper Tournament. Cisney defeats New Hope. In college baseball, Kaskaskia over Frontier 10-9. High school boys basketball at the 1A state tournament. Yorkville Christian over Steelville 70-27. Liberty defeats Scales Mound 75-41. In the third place game, it was Scales Mound over Steelville 55-34. In the 2A state tournament, Nashville defeats Chicago DePaul College Prep 31-24 in double overtime. Monticello gets by Taylor Ridge Rock Ridge 54-35. In the third place game last night, DePaul College Prep defeats Taylor Ridge Rock Ridge 41-22. College basketball at the Big Ten Tournament, Indiana over Michigan 74-69, Iowa 112, Northwestern 76, Michigan State defeats Maryland 76-72, and Penn State gets by Ohio State 71-68. In the NBA, Nets over the 76ers 129-100, Warriors top the Nuggets 113-102. NHL action last night saw the Blues beat the Rangers 6-2, Bruins over the Blackhawks 4-3, Sabres 3, Golden Knights 1. Coyotes beat the Maple Leafs 5-4 in overtime. Senators 4-3 winners over the Kraken in overtime. Wild get by the Red Wings 6-5 in a shootout. Panthers over the Flyers 6-3. Jets 2, Devils 1. Hurricane blink the Avalanche 2-0. Islanders 6, Blue Jackets 0. Predators over the Ducks 4-1. Flames beat the Lightning 4-1. And the Sharks beat the Kings 4-3 in overtime. Tommy Fleetwood and Tom Hogue are atop the leaderboard after the first round at the PGA's Players Championship. Fleetwood and Hogue each shot 6-under for the day. Four golfers are tied for third place at 5-under. The first round was cut short after being suspended due to darkness. The Midland Trail Conference has released its 2021-22 All-Conference team. First team members include Player of the Year Taj McKinney, as well as Justin Durham of Wayne City, Anton Atwood and Gavin Featherling of Cisney, Hunter Danbury and Seth Amersky of Weber, Tyzay Rowland of Grayville, Quinn Jajeski of Waltonville, Chance Phillips of Woodlawn, and Braden Shutch and Miles Pryor of Centralia Christ Our Rock Lutheran. Cooper Bowen and Landon Keck of Cisney were honorable mention selections, as were Johnny Durham of Wayne City, Drew Hill of Sandoval, and Ryan Wubbles and Dallas Fair of Centralia Christ Our Rock Lutheran. Kevin Bowen of Cisney was named Coach of the Year. Baseball will play a full season this year. Major League Baseball owners and players reached an agreement on a new collective bargaining agreement Thursday. Once ratified, the season will start April 7th. Increased minimum salaries will be part of the new CBA that will be in place for 5 years. Other changes agreed to include a universal designated hitter and a draft lottery. More than 200 players who remain free agents will be able to sign new contracts once the CBA is finalized. Here's the schedule for today in college baseball, and of course this is weather permitting. Frontier hosts Kisswaukee College for a doubleheader. In high school boys basketball at the 3A state tournament, semifinal action has Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin taking on Chicago St. Ignatius College Prep and Metamora playing Chicago Simeon. The third place game in 3A is later today. In Class 4A, Chicago Whitney Young takes on Barrington and Bolingbrook plays Glenbard West in semifinal action. The third place game is tonight. College basketball at the Big Ten Tournament, 9:30 a.m. Illinois takes on Indiana. You can hear that game on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. In other action today, Rutgers takes on Iowa. It's Wisconsin versus Michigan State and Purdue versus Penn State. In the NBA, Timberwolves at the Magic, Clippers at the Hawks, Pistons at the Celtics, Cavaliers at the Heat, Hornets at the Pelicans, Knicks at the Grizzlies, Mavericks at the Rockies, Jazz at the Spurs, Raptors at the Suns, and the Wizards at the Lakers. In the NHL, Golden Knights at the Penguins, Wild at the Blue Jackets, Jets at the Islanders, Capitals at the Canucks. That is a Friday check of sports. Your Classic Hits Fairfield area weather forecast. Calling for rain and snow likely today with the high 35. There is a winter weather advisory in effect starting at noon today. Tonight, 30% chance of snow with the low 13. Sunshine, 30 on Saturday for Sunday. Sunshine, the high 54. Partly sunny, 58 on Monday. And for Tuesday, mostly sunny. The high back to 60 on Tuesday. Overnight low 59. Yesterday's high was 54. 29, the overnight low, 54, the high yesterday, rather. Currently, humidity at 87%, winds from the northwest at 9 miles an hour. The pressure, 30.08 and on the rise. Right now, overcast skies and 31 here at the WFIW Studios east of Fairfield.